Okay, so let's talk about the role models out there that make it easier for us to follow. When you're out there in Australia today, what are the best relationships between parent, the parent-coach-athlete triangle, Luke, that you see?
Well, I think right now one player at the top of the American game is James Blake. James Blake, who's had to go through so much tragedy, broke his neck in a freak practice accident. His father died. He's suffered from shingles. And then he's come back to have the best year ever in 2006. His mom is right there supporting him. But, you know, she's not one of these tennis parents. She's not on every single court. You know, she's just the parent. The parent is the life coach. The tennis coach is the tennis coach, you know, talking about you may be the friend and all these things, but, you know, everybody has their role. The player is there to compete, and if you have all the people in place to support that athlete, to support that kid and their passion, you know, some kids just want to play tennis, and I'm saying if they just want to play tennis, let them play. If they want to do other things, that's fine too. I was very fortunate being a family with another brother and with a brother and two sisters. All we want to do is play tennis and travel. That was great, and our parents allowed us to do that.
Okay, Andy, so let's talk about the steps that parents can take to finding a medium between pushing their kids but also allowing their kids to take within themselves at the appropriate age their own self-discipline, their own character-building commitment.
Well, I think a lot of it really comes back to the communication skills that you as a parent have and the ownership you let your child have with the sport. I had a young lady a few years ago who was going to be a high school senior, and her mom came in with her, and she was a tennis player. And the mom called me and said, well, we're having problems. We can't play well. We're losing close matches. And it was we. And this young lady came in with the mom, and the young lady was distraught because it ends up, she goes, my mom won't let me win or lose on my own. Everything is about her. And we had a session where I confronted the mother. I said, look, your daughter wants to take ownership. You need to let go. The mom wouldn't let go. And the girl had a lot of problems because of that, and she ended up quitting because she couldn't take it anymore. There needs to be a point where you as a parent have to let your child go. And usually, to me, that's, you know, Luke mentioned 14. 13, 14 is really about the time where if your child's going to want to succeed and become good, they have to want to do it by then. If you're pushing them, you know, pushing them at 8 or 9 is one thing. Pushing them at 12, 13, or 14 is different. And I think that's the age where really the ownership has to come from the young man or woman.